Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. Hi. Hello. How are you? It's 7:10 and 35, and it is time for your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, before we get started, we got to mention that it's National High Five Day. Self five. It's a good day to greet someone with a high five. There is nothing better than a nice, firm, like loud slap high five. But there's nothing worse and more awkward or embarrassing than a missed or like soft high five, you know, where your pinky hits the other person's thumb or it's all awkward and that's the worst. That's just the worst. Then you got to redo it. And if it's in public, you look stupid. Anyway, happy National High Five Day. Have you ever had the wrong music come on during sex? Like you're going at it smooth with Barry White. You got a good Barry White tempo. But then your playlist just starts banging out like a Skrillex song at 417 beats per minute. Well, don't worry. There's a technology here to help you in that very, very specific situation. There's an app called Bed Beats that's been around for a little while, but it's just starting to get a lot of attention now. Here's how it works. You fire up the app, put your phone on the bed when you start having sex. Okay, this is important. Then it detects the vibrations on the mattress to figure out your speed, and it plays a song that matches those vibrations. If you are interested, it's available for iPhone and Android and costs $2.79. This is actually pretty good because music can really set the mood. Unfortunately for me, I don't think there's a song that lasts long enough. Yeah, that's not true. It's all short songs. It's like Blur song number 2. It's done in a minute 59. And most of that's just having a cigarette afterwards. Yeah, is there a beat for me just sitting on the bed, breathing heavily after, you know, a solid hard 30 minutes? Now I'm sad. Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One has grossed $475 million worldwide. It is the first in its 3 weeks, which has taken the director to a place that no other director has gone before. Spielberg has become the first filmmaker to surpass, this is crazy, $10 billion in worldwide box office figures. According to Box Office Mojo, Spielberg's biggest commercial success worldwide were the original Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones, and the Kingdom of Crystal Skull, and E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson is about $3 billion away from reaching the milestone, followed by fellow blockbuster maker Michael Bay, James Cameron, and David Yates, who did the Harry Potter stuff. So, $10 billion, man. That guy has made a lot of cheese with his movies. And lastly, according to a new study, the average American experiences 1,205 stressful events a year. That includes everything from sitting in standstill traffic to getting annoyed when your Wi-Fi cuts out. And our favorite way to express that frustration is swearing. The average person drops the first swear word at 10:54 a.m. each day. And 25% of us don't even make it to 9. I'm in there. Well, I'd say I'm up earlier. But I'm pretty sure I swear like the first word out of my mouth is a swear word every day. Here are the top 10 things that stress us out on a regular basis. Actually, top 5. Number 5, our significant other. Number 4, our job. Number 3, our health. Number 2, not getting enough sleep. And number 1, money. So sleep and money, the two perpetrators of that. As far as dealing with all that stress, watching TV and exercising are two of the most popular ways we do it. Like two opposites. But number 1, listening to music. Oh, look at that. So there you go. That's your morning dump. I'm going to have some stress relievers coming up here in just a little bit. Feels better, don't it?